Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
It's 9.37 and also to have a chat with Rosetta Cookie, who is in Italia for us this morning. And we shall, as the fellow said, by the power invested in me. Come stai questa mattina. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
And how are you, more to the point?
Well, I'm very well. Here is 22 degrees, so today I'm well.
Are you in Pesaro? Where are you?
I'm in Pesaro. I just came back from Sydney, Australia, and there was summer as well. So actually, my winter time disappeared for this year.
You're unbelievable. You really are. You never stop. So how are things on the Adriatic? It's beautiful, I expect, this morning, isn't it?
Well, it's good. It's good. It's been a terrible weather, but now it's going better and better. So
I'm so glad. But you sound in great form. You sound great. And you're only home. And then when will you be coming back to Wexford for us for the opera?
Well, at the end of May I will come, and then at the end of June, because I'm doing this workshop with this group of the community, Wexford community, with this new event that I will talk about in a while.
Well, tell me now. Tell me now. What is it, Rosetta? What is it?
Well, as you know, Wexford has 400 and more volunteers, and they gave to Wexford Festival a lot of efforts. And this year, I thought to do something together with them. So I create this community opera based on Gianni Schicchi, so the Gianni Schicchi by Puccini, everybody knows, O Mio Babbino Caro. Okay. And I decided to, let's say, to transform the Gianni Schicchi in an opera where there are the relatives that are the singers that are looking for the will, and other relatives that will be the community, that we will be together with the singers. The fact is that this opera will be done in a different venue this year, in an old granary, beautiful space, where we will perform this strange Gianni Schicchi, and the public will walk around some station around this old granary to see what's happened about Buozzo Donati and his will.
Oh, that's a very nice idea. That's very different.
It's very different.
So do you want people to get in touch with you at this stage about this? How are you going to do it?
Absolutely, because the audience will be basically interacting with the singers and the community people. And the thing is that I started in December every month to do this workshop with these people that are, you know, people that comes from different background, professor at the university, pharmacist, every kind of people that are enjoying a lot. And for me, it's a pure joy to work with them, you know?
No, it's lovely. Well, listen, will you hang on while we play a little bit of Renato Tripaldi?
Of course.
Ah, a little O Mio Bambino Caro, I think.
Certo.
Of course, of course.
Thank you.
Oh, still love the voice of Renata Tebaldi.
Mamma mia, Renata Tebaldi, what a wonderful singer.
I loved her. Loved her. We love you as well,
Thank you.
Talk to me about the other thing that's going on, of course, is the factory and all of that's happening now.
Yeah, the factory is... this group of the factory singers are in the second year. So this year, you know that the theme is Women and War.
Yes, and that's your whole title for the whole thing, for the whole event.
Yes. You know, it can be conjugated also in a humoristic or funny way. And so Italian in Algeria is perfect because it's a woman that very funny and very tough that fight against the fact to be a slave, a kind of slave, in the harem of the Turco. So the singer of the factory is thrilling to do this opera, and is a beautiful opera by Rossini that we will transform for the factory in a let's say 1 hour and a half of opera that will be performed on stage.
This is called L'Italiana.
L'Italiana in Algeria.
Yes, and that is from the 1800s. Now, would that have been performed much over the past while?
Well, Italiana in Algeria is quite famous.
Yes.
For me, that I live in Pesaro and the Rossini Opera Festival is here, the Italiana in Algeria is done very frequently, but also in other theater. It's one of the Rossini's opera that most is done together with Barbiere and Cenerentola.
And the other three, and we should just make the point about you've got Women and War, the three main stage operas. Do you want to tell us a bit about them as well?
Well, the other three is a project that is a long time project that I have in my heart.
Yes.
To explain or to show how women can be resilient, how women has to fight daily against a lot of things, not only the war. They are not only warriors, but they have to fight against prejudice, against violence. And those three operas are perfect to show the resilience of women. Three women: Zoraida di Granata, which will be Claudia Boyle, which is an opera by Donizetti.
She sings the title role, isn't she?
She sings the title role.
Right.
And then Andrea Soare, which is a Romanian soprano, will sing the title role of L'Aube Rouge. L'Aube Rouge is a French opera by Camille Erlanger. It's an opera that has never been done in modern times. So
never.
Don't look for recording because there are not. But I have to say, when I discovered this opera, I really realized how beautiful is the music. It's like Massenet, like Werther. It's amazing music that I cannot understand why has been forgotten.
But it's amazing how many of these operas have been forgotten, isn't it? And they disappeared from view. It's very hard to figure out. And when I was having a look at this earlier on, I discovered that the composer was a student of Delibes.
Exactly. He was a student of Delibes. He won the prize of Rome at his time. So it was actually famous when he was alive.
Once upon a time, yeah. That's 1911.
Once upon a time, exactly.
And
exactly.
The other one is Two Women.
The other one is La Ciociara, Two Women. It's an opera by Marco Tutino, which will be our artist in residence this year.
Yes.
This opera has been committed by San Francisco Opera in 2015. And this time, it will be a kind of premiere because we revised the orchestration for being proper for Wexford. So the composer will revisit the orchestration. And this opera comes actually from a very famous book of Moravia, and from a movie that is a movie by Vittorio De Sica. You know Vittorio De Sica.
Yeah, Sophia Loren.
And Sophia Loren, exactly.
We love Sophia Loren in our house.
Yeah, she was wonderful. And we will play the movie before the opera in the afternoon for who wants to see it.
You mean me?
Like you, yes, exactly.
Well, if it's Sophia Loren, I'll be there. Listen, don't move an inch. I just want to play a little bit of Donizetti, just to give people a little taste of some more of the
of course.
Music. I'm chatting away this morning with the artistic director of Wexford Festival Opera, our pal Rosetta Cookie. Stay where you are, Rosetta, just a little bit of the old Donizetti. That's music from Donizetti. Now, who was that? I'm trying to check who that was, see if we can guess who it was. Ah, it was the great man himself.
Yes, it's La Fille du Régiment by Donizetti.
Luciano of course.
Okay. So nine top C is not bad.
Not bad at all. Now, listen, so you're coming back to us again this year. How many years now have you been involved, Rosetta, in the Wexford Festival Opera?
Do I need to tell you?
No, you don't. And then I won't tell you how long I'm here either, so we'll keep that secret.
Okay. But anyway, I'm artistic director since 2020, so the first 2 years was a mess, but now it's finally much better.
That's true. And I have to say as well, you bring great vitality, great energy to the festival. But you love it, Tom. You see, it's the old story again. It's something you're very passionate about, and you really do love it. I know that.
Yes, it's true. It's my second home, and it's my second family, so I love Wexford.
And did you still keep us a room in Pesaro in case we get over there? No?
Yeah, of course.
Good for you. Listen, just one quick mention. I see the pocket opera. Can I just mention Puccini again?
Yes. There is actually, let's say that in advance we homage Puccini because next year will be an anniversary. But this year we will do Gianni Schicchi. We will do Suor Angelica. So the main part of the trittico will be done. And about the pocket opera, this year I'm very proud to say that I put out a tender for the young director, and two women won the competition, and they will direct one, La Fille du Régiment, which is Heather Hedril, and the other one she will produce, Suor Angelica, which is Grace Morgan. It's been a long process, you know. They create a project, they came to me, not only them two, other people.
Many, of course.
And yes, many of these. And the two best projects were chosen for doing this pocket opera. Pocket opera, for me, has been my springboard when I was really young. And I think that it's worth to give this possibility to other directors, you know.
Yes, it's a very fine idea. And particularly this year, when you're talking about women. War, and you're highlighting them. Now, just to finish up, just to remind people again, the Wexford Factory, which is aimed at singers and pianists of Irish nationality or resident here, the applications are still open, but only till the 15th.
Well, we will move. This is a new that probably you don't know. We will move this to the end of May.
Will you? Okay.
Yes. So to give the possibility to people to apply. So we will move it to the end of May, and the audition will be the 19, 20, and 21 of June.
Of June in Wexford.
In Wexford, yes.
Okay. And if people want to find out, they can go to the webpage, which is Wexford Festival Opera.
Yes, exactly.
.ie, is it .ie?
It is not, it's .com.
.com, okay. WexfordFestivalOpera.com, where all the information will be. And look, at you're going to have full houses again as ever. Listen, keep the faith. Ciao for now, Rosetta. God bless you. And we'll see you in Wexford, please, God.
Absolutely. Ciao, Marty.
Ciao.
Thank you so much.
Grazie, grazie,
bye.
Grazie. There
ciao,
she
ciao.
Is. That's Rosetta Cookie, who is the artistic director of Wexford Festival Opera.